As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers choose...
to make a trade.
You think?
And get some picks, maybe a second-round pick and something lower.
Yeah,
maybe a couple of picks. Maybe there'll be a trade involving George Pickens as well.
They don't have a second pick because they used that to get
DK Metcalf.
Yeah, who's a superstar receiver. He came from the Seattle Seahawks. Kenneth Grant, a defensive lineman, is who our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, thinks they may go for.
And I wouldn't be disappointed to hear that they took one of the top defensive linemen available. Not at all.
Yeah, and they mentioned, you know, the last few games of the Steelers season, including that playoff game in Baltimore where they ran for over 300 yards. It was a little shocking since that's not typically what the Steelers defense would allow, or even close.
Right. Larry, I was reading this morning before coming to work that this is rare for the Steelers to trade up or trade down. That doesn't happen much.
No, but, you know, it's a new era, and there's... a lot of movement, as you have seen, and a lot of consternation about Aaron Rodgers and the quarterback position over the last few months. And we may go through this draft weekend and still not be 100% sure about that.
Well, about Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. What I do feel very sure about is that the Steelers will draft a quarterback at some point along the way.
That said, on another matter that you brought to our attention this morning about the potential for wildfires. That may surprise people, but if you saw the footage from what's going on in New Jersey, wildfires out of control.
19 acres in what they call the Pine Barrens area. It's near the coast in Ocean County, New Jersey. 5,000 people were evacuated, but they've been allowed to return. They say this thing's going to burn for a while and will grow in size until they get some rain later in the week.
And this is on top of 3 weeks ago on Long Island. They had an extremely rare wildfire series in the beginning of April. And here in Pittsburgh, the potential is, and we saw that 2.5 acres burned a couple of weeks ago in Shaler Township.
Yeah, real quickly it did.
Due to a wildfire. So that there is a potential. We're going to...
So I guess we're looking at semi-drought or drought-like conditions across a large swath of the Northeast U.S.
We're going to reach out to the National Weather Service and get their take on that potential coming up. In the meantime, yesterday the talk was about the report from the American Lung Association on the air quality. By the way, we were not in the top 10 worst cities. We were still up there, but it wasn't like there weren't any other cities dealing with this.
And, you know, I think Rich Fitzgerald made a good point when you asked him about this yesterday. You know, these reports, these are field goal posts that are shifting at all the time. If you go back 20 or 30 years and compare Pittsburgh's air quality to the way it was, or 10 years even, there's right. been steady improvement in air quality. It's just that, you know, these reports size things up as they are today. But I don't think that it entirely represents what's going on.
And we also touched on a subject about cybersecurity yesterday, and it kicks off. There is a new report about that and the dangers, particularly for older Americans. And we start that report with CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
The FBI put out its annual warning about cyber criminals targeting people 60 and older. Victims last year reported losses of $16 billion, up 33% from the year before. And as CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us, more and more often, the weapon of choice in cybercrime is artificial intelligence.
How did they get $1.7 million out of you in 3 months?
They were good.
Rich Brune never saw the faces of the criminals who ripped him off of nearly $2 million. Instead, one day, working on his computer, a message popped up. His information had been compromised, and that he was under investigation for unlawful computer uploads.
Contact this number, lock up your computer, don't shut your computer off.
The criminals convinced this Vietnam veteran to wire money and open up access to his bank account to clear things up. Today's report from the FBI shows new technology has triggered a surge in identity theft, data breaches, and swindles. More than $16 billion in computer crime losses last year, an amount the FBI calls staggering, and a $4 billion jump from just a year earlier. And more than a quarter of it from victims over the age of 60.
It's text messages, it's phone calls, it's emails.
Ben Winters of the Consumer Federation of America says artificial intelligence has supercharged how fraudsters do business.
Are they allowing people to execute more schemes or better schemes?
Both. So you're able to do more at scale, but also less likely for a clear mistake that would set someone off and not fall for that.
The FBI's new report says it's now getting 2,000 complaints a day. Brune never recovered a penny.
I think a lot of people would watch that and go, I would be irate.
Worth the effort. Who are you going to get angry at?
They never caught the people responsible.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't know who to get angry at.
This is becoming more difficult to stop because so many more people are carrying more devices. And with artificial intelligence, the experts say, those imperfections that are a red flag of a scheme or fraud email are easier to mask. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Washington.
What jumped out at me from that report, Paul, was an uptick of 33% of these crimes where they're able to get money from people. Mm-hmm. And again, targeting older Americans, 60 plus.
And they use fear to motivate people.
Right.
That's the key component.
And
surprise and fear.
Right. And they do it. And there's a panic feeling if somebody gets a phone call. And now with artificial intelligence able to clone voices, they've successfully done that where they might get a grandchild's voice and call the grandparents, and it sounds like the grandchild is calling with this crisis that needs immediate attention.
Yeah, but it's actually a script that they wrote for the artificial intelligence voice to read out loud.
And they're suggesting that a family should have a safe word, a code word. So if you called somebody and needed help, what's the word? And if the family member doesn't know the word, then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
So just a heads up, a 33% increase in cyber crime.
I guess the best thing to do, Larry, when you receive a message on your computer, either a instant message of some kind or a text on your phone or maybe an email message that's concerning to you and has you worried, first thing to do is if they're masquerading as your bank, check with your bank first.
Right. And also, those emails, and I've been getting more and more of those that says they want to put $5 million into my bank account.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have gave them my account numbers. Time we check in with the food editor, Pittsburgh Magazine's own Christy Graver. And you can see Christy on the radio with our live stream, katiecamradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. It's a lovely day.
Lovely day. Before you know it, Mother's Day is going to be here. I went to the store yesterday and saw signs, don't forget about mom. I'm like, wow, that's actually just around the corner, and you have a way to celebrate mom.
We do. So Mother's Day is May 11th this year, and we have a short form on our website where you could submit a message about your mom or your maternal figure in your life. Selected notes may be published on PittsburghMagazine.com and shared in our 412 newsletter. So I can't wait to see what my teenager says about me.
Yeah, well, that's always the X factor. But yeah, Mother's Day is May 11th already, and this will be the last weekend of April. Of course, it feels like it's August. We're going to have a high of 85 today.
Nice.
All right. Going to Zillion Opal, Low Lev Brewings from Lawrenceville, headed north too.
Right. So tomorrow, the Lawrenceville-based business, it's named after the lower level of the house where the brothers Ted and Scott Slesinski began home brewing. That'll open a second location in Zilly. The Main Street building was constructed in 1903, and it served as a Barks root beer bottling facility for many years. I had no clue. I love Barks. That's my favorite root beer. But Low Lev now occupies the warehouse space in the rear of the complex. There's free parking back there. It's really beautiful. There's two boutiques in the front, and there is a cycling studio upstairs. So, you know, go exercise, drink a few beers, and then have some retail therapy.
You know what? It's Pittsburgh. I always say you're a half person from everyone. So my son grew up with Derek and Anna, one of the other brothers that are part of Low Lev, and they're very excited about this expansion. And
yes, it's a beautiful place.
And I love Zilly. I love Zilly.
I think it's
a cool little town, and they've done a great job of keeping it, you know, almost like a Norman Rockwell painting up there.
It really is, with the Strand and everything, Santa Claus's house every December. It's been a tradition in my family. I grew up in Cranberry, so I really love Zilly. You should check it out. Lots of new things are popping up even like this week, so check it out.
And Andy Masick, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, had hinted a while back that there might be some big news for the Heinz History Center.
There's lots of news for the Heinz History Center this week. It's the oldest cultural institution in Western Pennsylvania, and it's continuing to reshape its future. The Pittsburgh Planning Commission has approved the demolition of four buildings behind the History Center for an expansion that'll add 15,000 square feet, and that will include a visitor orientation theater, exhibition space, classrooms, and more. I'm going there today, right after this, because they're giving media a sneak peek at their new Pittsburgh's Hidden History exhibition, which opens on Saturday. So I can't wait. I'm a big Pittsburgh history nerd, so like I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am too. And the fact is,
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A couple of summers ago, took a tour with Andy, and there's so many things that are there that you don't realize that are there, and they have so many layers. And if you love history, it's such a great place, and they are back-to-back award winners too, right?
Right, and it's just a beautiful place. If you haven't been there for a while, I mean, it's just a really fun thing. You could spend all day. I know years ago they took a little bridge out from Monroeville Mall, like from that was in Dawn of the Dead. So I'm going to ask them about that today because that's why I'm wearing my shirt. So, like I said, I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I could see. What's it say on the front of your shirt?
It's Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Filmed in Monroeville Mall in 1978.
I know. That's very good. And I think about that when I see all these zombie shows like This Is Us and before that, obviously, The Walking Dead. And then way back, the original Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, you know I'm a huge fan of that. Evan City.
Is that how we became the zombie capital of the world?
It absolutely is. So we need to embrace that more.
All right. Well, good luck today. If you see Andy, tell him I said hello.
I will. Thank you so much, Larry. Have a good one.
Read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine with Christy Graver. And if you haven't been to that Heinz History Center in the Strip District, first of all, it is an amazing opportunity, and there's something there for everybody. Aaron, when's the last time you visited the Heinz History Center?
I can confidently say it was in the summer in 2018.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's been a few semesters.
It's like it's an amazing place, and it's worth another visit.
I can only imagine what's changed since the last time I was there, so it's on the list.
Here's a little sidebar. Did you know, because of their affiliation with the Smithsonian, that they have to maintain a certain air quality in the building? And it is to spec. It is literally the cleanest air you can breathe anywhere in the city is in the Heinz History Center.
That's unreal.
I did not know that.
No, I did not.
And now you do. And about yesterday, Aaron, with the beautiful weather, drove through North Park. It looked like a summer afternoon and felt like it. Now it's going to be almost 10 degrees warmer today. So now it's like a late August day with temps in the mid-80s. You know who knows a lot about this stuff?
I have an idea.
From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Mike Kennedy. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that surprised me, and we don't think about this much here, especially in April, is the potential for wildfires because it's been dry and now with this heat. So that's a concern, correct?
Correct.
So,
yes. So, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, yes. So you're absolutely correct with that. And today we have the certain criteria for fire weather watches and red flag warnings. We go by three. Today we have two out of the three, so that's why we have a special weather statement out, because there is a elevated risk of wildfire spread and brush fires in these situations, simply because our relative humidities are going to be in the 20s, and the fuel moisture, we go by the 1,000 down to 10-minute fuel moisture. Just to measure moisture in dead wood is low. So the one component we're missing today are winds, which will be very light.
And that said, here we've seen fires in New Jersey that are still burning now, very unlikely in April, and then a few weeks ago on Long Island, we also saw wildfires, and we even had one here a couple of weeks ago in Shaler that burned 2.5 acres. Meanwhile, ignition sources are different. I know people don't do this generally in California, but people here who smoke and drive sometimes tend to flick a cigarette out the window, which can obviously be an ignition source, right?
Correct, yes.
And what would some other ignition sources be?
Even parking, believe it or not, parking a car over like very dry grass can be one. Let's see here. I have.
Well, suffice to say, when you're, yeah, that's something you wouldn't really think about, but it is a potential. And how long is this watch it out for, a special weather statement?
It would just be for this afternoon. In the evening, when we finally do cool down, the relative humidity will increase, and so we'll miss that one key component to that results in that elevated risk. And our humidity will be tomorrow. It should not be a concern because we have our next weather system approaching, and we'll have a lot of moisture evection, and our humidity values are going to come up. Yeah, and we'll see some rain across the region.
Yeah, we could actually use a little rain here. It's been a drier than normal April, certainly compared to last year. Mike, thanks for the update.
Hey, no problem. You have a good day.
All right. Meteorologist Mike Kennedy at the National Weather Service. And so we'll keep you posted. But something you wouldn't think about, if you park where there's tall grass, that's a potential ignition source. Would have never thought of that. At the Vatican, we are hearing more about who's coming to the funeral for Pope Francis on Saturday. And with the details, CBS's Tina Kraus.
The faithful lined up for a second day to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was among the tens of thousands of mourners to walk past the Pope's simple wooden coffin yesterday, with crowds, including many Americans, filing in well past midnight.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
The outpouring of love for Pope Francis is incredible. I waited for just over 3 hours to see him, and the atmosphere inside St. Peter's Basilica is truly touching, with mourners given more than a moment but precious time to pray, to take photos, to remember the solemn occasion. Around 170 dignitaries and heads of state are expected to attend the Pope's funeral on Saturday, which Vatican officials say will mostly take place outside in St. Peter Square. The College of Cardinals continues to meet as anticipation grows for the conclave, the historic process to select the next pontiff.
It's going to mean a lot to the world. Choosing the new pope will be huge.
Pope Francis was a fan of soccer, or as the rest of the world calls it, football. Yesterday, fans of his beloved hometown football club, San Lorenzo, celebrated Mass in his honor in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Italy's top league, Serie A, held moments of silence in his memory Wednesday before resuming matches. Pope Francis's body will lie in state for two more days, giving crowds plenty of time to get a personal moment with him before his funeral Mass here in St. Peter Square on Saturday.
CBS's Tina Kraus. It is Take Your Kids to Work Day, and our own Amy Mock has coordinated a five-station Odyssey effort to welcome the children of our coworkers, right?
Well, I love this day. It is so fun to be able to host these kids and young adults to come into the radio station and get to see what we do every day.
They're traumatized to some degree, I see, as I look at their faces.
It's early. I think they might be sleeping in class normally by now. I'm not sure.
You know, hey, it's okay to smile. Let's see.
I see a few smiles.
Yeah. Well, so we have... How many kids do you think we're going to
have? We're probably going to have about 15 kids throughout the day. Some of the parents' shifts start a little bit later, so they'll be here throughout the day. But we're doing a tour of all five of our stations right now. They're going to get to do a photo shoot with Ben Tenuta in a little bit. We'll have Raising Cane's for lunch, which I think is why half of them are here. And Millie's Ice Cream for dessert. We're going to have a performance in the theater by a live and local artist that has been on 100.7 Star today. So lots of fun stuff today.
All right, let's hear everybody. What are we going to have them say?
Happy Take Your Kids to Work Day.
On three, happy Take Your Kids to Work Day.
They're not going to participate.
No, I can see that. One, two, three.
Happy Take Your Kids to Work Day.
Thank you.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, What will the Steelers do with that 21st pick in tonight's first round of the NFL draft? Will it be a quarterback? Here's GM Omar Khan.
There's some really good players out there. You know, I don't think we're saying, hey, we're taking this position in this round and or that round, and we'll just let it come to us.
And we shall see the long-anticipated draft. The conversations will then be reunited with based on who they pick.
Well, at least it's going to come to an end speculation-wise and not a moment too soon.
Amen.
Wednesday, a dozen states sued the Trump administration in the U.S. Court of International Trade. It was over tariff policy. It's a legal battle over presidential power.
Congress has the sole authority to set tariff policy. And to that end, Congress has enacted various laws that allow the president to implement tariffs under certain conditions.
The House and Senate, really, you don't hear much from them, good or bad. It's just whatever the president's doing with executive orders and tariffs.
And 145% tariffs on fireworks made in China, right? Have U.S. retailers canceling their orders ahead of Independence Day. That could lead to a shortage and some pretty high prices.
And it really hasn't been that long since Pennsylvania legalized the sale of fireworks in our state.
And it turned into a pretty big business.
A huge business this summer, too, because it's our 250th birthday, so there are extra special plans being made.
And so, Larry, the question now is, if there is a trade deal with China, as has been reported, or at least there are rumors of it, will it happen in time, or will the fireworks supply chain be interrupted?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.